In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Thank you for tuning in again to today's podcast episode, where we'll delve into the profound theme of resolving conflicts with godly responses. As we navigate through everyday life, one truth remains constant. A godly response holds the power to mend what appears broken. Conversations, particularly the challenging ones, have a unique way of revealing our innermost emotions. It's not uncommon for our passions to overshadow reason, leading us to utter words we might later regret. However, in these trying moments, God offers us His divine wisdom. His wisdom transcends the worldly motions of sensuality, jealousy, and destructiveness. It is instead a beacon of purity, peace, gentleness, and mercy, devoid of partiality and hypocrisy. When we humbly seek God's wisdom, whether it's in the heat of a disagreement or within the simplicity of everyday dialogue, we can witness this transformative power at work. Suddenly, conversations that might have previously sparked anger can become conduits for peace and resolution. Why is that so? Because God's wisdom is inherently peaceable and abundant in mercy. As we embark on this journey towards godly responses, it's essential to understand that such responses might appear foolish to those who lack this divine perspective. It might require us to exercise restraint when our natural inclination is to be outspoken. Yet, we must remember that the foolishness of man often aligns with the wisdom of God. These godly responses are not just about conflict resolution. They are the cornerstone of maintaining healthy, enriching relationships with others. In the words of Scripture, we are reminded that the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, according to James 3 verse 17. Therefore, as we engage in conversations, whether they involve those who have caused us pain or not, let's continuously seek God's wisdom as our guiding light. He has the remarkable ability to restore and redeem every conversation, using it for His glory. So, how can we handle these difficult conversations wisely? Let's keep these principles in mind. Number one, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Number two, humbly ask God for His wisdom. Number three, strive to bring peace into every interaction. And lastly, be merciful and impartial in your judgments. As we conclude today's episode, let's meditate on the timeless wisdom found in Colossians 4 verse 6, which encourages us to let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. May this verse be our guiding star in every conversation we have as we journey towards resolving conflicts with godly responses. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you've been blessed, why don't you give us a feedback? You can give us either 5 stars or choose according to the height in which you've been blessed. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to share our podcast episodes. Until next time, bye-bye. Welcome back to the Kingdom Living Podcast. This is a space where we explore what it means to embody God's kingdom values in our daily lives. Today, we'll embark on a journey into the concept of seeking God's justice. What does it mean to seek justice as part of our Christian faith? And how can we actively live this out? Justice is a fundamental principle within the Christian faith. It's woven into the fabric of the Bible, reflecting God's character and his desire for a just and equitable world. But what does seeking justice actually look like? Firstly, seeking justice aligns with God's heart. We find this principle throughout Scripture. From the Old Testament, prophets calling for social righteousness to Jesus' teachings on loving our neighbors. In Micah 6 verse 8, we're reminded, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." So how can we practically seek God's justice in our daily lives? It starts with awareness. Educating ourselves about social issues, injustices, and systemic problems is crucial. Engaging with different perspectives and understanding the experiences of marginalized communities broadens our empathy and prompts action. Once aware, we must act. This could mean volunteering time at local organizations, supporting fair trade businesses, advocating for policy changes, or participating in the peaceful demonstrations. Our actions, regardless of size, contribute to the larger pursuit of justice. Prayer is fundamental. Seeking guidance from God and aligning our intentions with His will allows us to move forward with clarity and purpose. It's essential to remember that seeking justice is not just a social, a societal endeavor. It's deeply personal and rooted in our relationship with God. As we embark on this journey, it's important to address misconceptions. Some might argue that seeking justice contradicts the biblical principles of forgiveness. However, forgiveness and seeking justice are not opposed. Forgiveness is personal, healing, and essential for individual well-being. Seeking justice is about addressing systemic issues and creating equitable conditions for all. Challenges would inevitably arise. Engaging in discussions rooted in love and respect is crucial. We might face opposition, but our commitment to justice should never waver. We are called to love our neighbors, even those with differing opinions, and to engage in conversations that lead to understanding and hopefully change. Seeking justice is not an isolated act, but a lifelong journey. It's not something we accomplish and check off a list. It's a continuous, intentional, and evolving commitment. Each step, regardless of size, brings us closer to living out God's kingdom on earth. In conclusion, seeking God's justice, is a vital part of our Christian walk. It's about aligning our lives with God's heart for justice and actively participating in the transformation of our world. As we navigate this journey, let's remember that every action, no matter how small, has the potential to make a significant impact. So thank you for joining us on the Kingdom Living Podcast today. Remember, seeking God's justice is a calling for all of us. Stay tuned for more discussions on how we can live out God's kingdom values in our daily lives. Until next time, live justly and love mercy. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Living Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights on bringing God's kingdom into our world today. See you in the next episode. God bless.